News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Winter storm warning for Clark Counties, Taylor, Adams Counties, and areas to our west until 3 this afternoon. Wood, Portage, and Marathon Counties are under a winter weather advisory until 6 o'clock tonight. What started out as a traffic stop led to the arrest of three young teenage girls on drug charges. The story from WSAU's Larry Lee.
It started with a driver on Highway 51 near Irma called police to report a speeding pickup and nearly run her off the road. The 15-year-old driver from Black River Falls faces charges of obstructing an officer and driving without a license. Another 15-year-old from Port Edwards is charged with obstructing an officer and party to the crime of distributing cocaine. She had a bag with 37 grams worth about $4,000 under her pant leg. The 18-year-old from Argonne is charged with possessing cocaine with intent to deliver, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, distributing drugs to a minor, possessing paraphernalia, and using an underage person to commit a crime. She will have a bond hearing this afternoon in Lincoln County Court. Names have not been released. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A Minnesota child abducted by his father was recovered in Wisconsin safely on Sunday. We get more from WSAU reporter Zach Hagenbusher.
The 2-year-old child was taken from his mother's home in St. Louis Park, Minnesota at about 3:20 a.m. The child's father, Mark Montez Charleston, does not have custody but intended to take the child back with him to New York. Wisconsin State Patrol located Charleston's vehicle traveling westbound on Interstate 94 near Lake Delton just before 2 o'clock. He was arrested and taken to the Sauk County Jail. The 2-year-old child was located unharmed and napping in the backseat of the vehicle. Arrangements were made for the child's mother to come and take him home. Charleston is expected to appear for a bond hearing in Sauk County Court Monday. Zach Hagenbusher, WSAU News.
We've had earthquakes overnight in central Oklahoma. The latest is a magnitude 3.8. It was the strongest in a string of earthquakes that hit the area over the weekend. No word yet on injuries or damage, but people across the region have been feeling vibrations. At least 20 calves have died from a barn fire in Langlade County. This was first reported around 7 o'clock last night. The farm is off Fernwood Road in the town of Norwood. The exact number of cows lost has not been determined yet. Firefighters have been at the scene for most of the night. They were able to keep the flames from spreading to the barn's milking parlor. The fire is electrical in nature. It started near a light pole. The state Senate and the state assembly, both controlled by Republicans, cannot agree on a school accountability bill. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the difference between his bill and the one in the Senate is that bad schools would be shut down.
A failing school should not be allowed to continue. Unfortunately, with the way that the Senate's bill is being drafted, at least the way I've heard about it, a failing school can continue on indefinitely. That is not something that any of us should support, if it's a public school or a private school.
Over in the state Senate, Leader Scott Fitzgerald says there's not enough support in either chamber to pass one or the other bill. Governor Walker says he'd like something on his desk by the spring. George Zimmerman is opening up about his life 2 years after the fatal shooting of Trayvon Martin. In an interview with Univision that was shown yesterday, the former Florida neighborhood watchman says he is now homeless and suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. Zimmerman refused to answer some of the questions about the night of the shooting, saying that a federal civil rights action is still pending against him. Bob Costas returns to Olympic coverage in Sochi tonight after recovering from a noticeable eye infection. Costas anchored the NBC coverage at the start of the games, but the eye condition worsened. Matt Lauer has been filling in along with Meredith Vieira. This marked the first time since 1998 that someone other than Costas was hosting primetime Olympic coverage. More snow on the way. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Be careful on the roadways for today. More snow is on the way. It looks like 3 to 4 inches for the northern part of the area, 6 to 7 inches farther south of Marathon County, a high of 25. Tonight, decreasing clouds with a low of 15. For tomorrow, well, a little hint of spring in the air, partly sunny skies with a high of 35. On Wednesday, partly sunny, high 34. Thursday, we could see another mixture of some rain, sleet, or snow in the area and a high of 35. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Well, it is only the middle of February. You didn't think we were done with the snow just yet. We have the real-time weather radar at WSAU.com/weather. You can zoom right into street level of your neighborhood. And the latest watches and warnings will come right to your cell phone. Text the word SEVERE to 39327. That's a service of WSAU and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.